USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is honoring the late Representative Elijah Cummings. Cummings died last week at the age of 68 and will lie in state inside the Capitol's Sanctuary Hall. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows on his friendship with Cummings.
Some have classified it as an unexpected friendship, but for those of us that know Elijah, it's not unexpected or surprising.
Thousands of gas and electric customers throughout California are facing blackouts due to wildfires. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announces today that PG&E customers are going to be again affected.
We have roughly 178,000 customers that have been impacted by now the latest power shutoffs.
The fire danger is expected to remain high through the weekend in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Infamous leaker Edward Snowden says he doesn't buy into conspiracy theories. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The former NSA contractor who leaked info about massive government surveillance programs says he's had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets, and he found nothing to back up conspiracy theories like aliens having contacted Earth or chemtrails being real. Speaking on an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, Snowden said if alien contact's been hidden, it's been hidden very well. Snowden, who's now living in exile in Russia, says people really want to believe in conspiracy theories because they help life make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Jimmy Carter is being released from the hospital. The 95-year-old Georgia native suffered a fall at his home earlier this week. A statement from the Carter Center says the former president is looking forward to returning home and thanks everyone for their well wishes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As President Trump spoke on Wednesday on the current state of the Turkey-Syria situation at the border, saying there will be a permanent ceasefire, some people are skeptical if the ceasefire will hold. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham tells Fox News,
"We got a letter yesterday morning from them, from Turkey, saying that they would agree to ceasefire permanently. Now, what permanent means, and the president said this yesterday, what permanent means in that part of the world is to be determined. But they have given us this, their word, and so we will lift sanctions. Now, if they go back on their word, the president will absolutely reimpose those sanctions. He mentioned yesterday, we are the biggest economic power in this world, and that is because of President Trump."
Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California says the Republicans who stormed the hearing where the impeachment inquiry was going on Wednesday was in essence a high school prank by a bunch of 50-year-old white men. Speier made those comments on MSNBC. Matt Gaetz, a Republican congressman from Florida, reacts to Speier's comments on MSNBC.
"What does the fact that we are white men have to do with our desire to represent the millions of constituents that we serve? I mean, I was deeply offended by that. Like, when Jackie Speier walks in a room, I don't sit there and say, you know, a white woman came in, or when someone of a different race or ethnicity comes in. This is the type of identity politics from the left that seems to permeate any substantive or procedural argument that they make, and it's sickening to me."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.